Think a minute. A recent survey was given to thousands of people. 91% said they regularly tell lies. 50% call into their jobs saying they're sick when they're not. In fact, over half of all stealing from stores and businesses is done by their own employees. One survey question was this: what are you willing to do for $10 million? 25% of the people said they would leave their mate and children. And 7% said they would murder a stranger for $10 million. So in a crowd of 1,000 people, there are 70 people who would kill you for $10 million. Think about it. I asked myself, how much like those average people am I? Have I lied to family or friends, or stolen from my workplace? Have I cheated in school or on my taxes, broken any of my promises? If I was guaranteed I could get away with anything I wanted, what would I do? A famous writer said, honesty is like art. You have to draw the line somewhere. Problem is, who draws the line? Me, by myself? Or does the line change with each situation I'm in? Unfortunately, lying, cheating, even stealing come rather naturally to us. We do what it takes to survive and succeed, because we think it's the only way to get ahead. That's how confused we've become. Honesty is the best policy, but there are few policy holders. We think it's just a small white lie or cheap thing that we stole. But soon, being dishonest just becomes our way of doing things. Yet no matter how much money and status we gain, we actually end up the biggest loser. That's why total honesty in little things is a really big thing. Don't forget, sooner or later, we will all pay for our dishonesty in life. It's impossible to escape, except for one way. The only way to get free from the painful penalty of your wrongs is to simply and sincerely ask Jesus to forgive you for your dishonest heart and lifestyle. Then He can help you start changing to become the successful person of honesty and character He created you to be. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.